St. Albert will not be pursuing its own vaccine passport program, or instating a mask bylaw, Mayor Kathy Herron says. The province dissolved its vaccine passport program, the restriction exemption program, REP, on February 9, and lifted rules that required students to mask in Alberta schools on February 14. Should hospitals continue to see fewer COVID-19 patients, almost all public health restrictions will be lifted March 1, including indoor masking requirements and limits on indoor and outdoor gatherings. Herron said some of the science behind the province's plan remains unclear. They're very cagey about what Dr. Hinshaw was actually recommending, Herron said, referencing moments in the recent press conference where Chief Medical Officer Dr. Dina Hinshaw declined to comment on the reasoning behind easing restrictions now. Herron also critiqued the vaccine passport program's removal, arguing it was relaxed too quickly. You need to give businesses a little bit of time to adapt, Herron said. Ultimately, however, Herron said she doesn't take issue with canceling the program, arguing it ran its course. It really did drastically increase the rate of vaccinations in our province, but we've hit a plateau, Herron said. As far as whether St. Albert will look to bring in a masking bylaw when the province removes theirs, Herron said it isn't likely. It's hard to predict what's going to happen, Herron said. If another variant came out, and the province was slow to bring back masking, we might consider it. Herron said based on the emails she has received, the St. Albert community is split on whether a mask bylaw should be brought in, but noted, the temperature of the current council, means council will follow the province when the provincial mask mandate is lifted. City facilities in the wake of the province's announcement, city facilities such as Service Place, Fountain Park Recreation Center, and the Arden Theatre, no longer require proof of vaccination for entry, and will now allow food and beverages in seating areas. According to the city's website, capacity limits remain for venues with fire code capacity of more than 500 people, which includes only Jerome Aginla Arena, Go Auto Arena, and the Arden Theatre. When asked for more details about how the province's plan to lift restrictions will impact city facilities, and whether the city will dissolve a mandate introduced October 25 requiring city employees to be fully vaccinated, city spokesperson Alex Cunningham said administration is currently reviewing the details of a policy decision and implementation plan. The health and safety of our residents, patrons, and staff remains a top priority for the city, Cunningham said in an email. The city and its employees continue to follow internal safety protocols that include COVID-19 and any provincial public health measures still in place. Council meetings currently, members of the public are unable to attend council meetings in person. When asked if this will change as restrictions lift, Cunningham said the city's current plan is to allow non-council members to attend in person after the province lifts its work-from-home order. The work-from-home order is currently scheduled to lift March 1. Virtual access to council meetings will continue through a hybrid format allowing alternative forms of participation by individuals, Cunningham said in the email. Virtual formats allow individuals at higher risk or those who are sick an alternative to attend council meetings. Morinville adjusts rules in two facilities. St. Albert's neighboring municipality, the town of Morinville, also no longer requires proof of vaccination in the Morinville Leisure Center and Morinville Community Cultural Center, and again will allow food and drink consumption in seated audience settings, or during intermissions. Youth and adult participants in indoor group classes, training, and competitions, are required to screen for COVID-19 symptoms. Both St. Albert and Morinville will continue to provide updates on changes to city facilities as additional restrictions lift.